对吧？今天呢，要访问一个非常难得来的，非常应该称之为真的是贵宾哦。每次做这个阿猫阿狗逛大街的节目的时候，我总觉得我自己害了我自己，因为不断要访问各式各国的人。原因是因为我们希望透过这个小小的节目，让大家知道其他国家到底对动物的态度或对动物行为的了解，到了什么样的地步。今天呢，要来访问的是非常著名的宠物狗的训练师，他也是行为专家的领导者，他是宠物行为顾问协会的创办人，他是养狗俱乐部的训狗师以及行为学家的计划者的创始者之一 John Rogerson、哦、今天来特别访问他，因为他最近因为台湾宝贝狗协会的邀请来到台湾，所以我就特别凹了一下，就是宝贝狗协会能不能拨一点时间让 John 来上节目跟我们来聊聊。首先 Hello John。
Hello。
我第一个要问 first question， 我知道他会煮菜，他也喜欢唱歌，他觉得他是一个，我不知道他在他老婆，我们先聊聊比较稀松平常的生活的事情。可是听说他会做吉他。
You know how to make guitar?
Guitar?
Yes, that started many years ago when I was asked to play guitar in a concert, but the guitar I had sounded terrible.And I couldn't afford a really good one.、Uh-huh. And so I worked out, it can't be that difficult to make guitars. People have been making them for a lot of years.、Uh-huh. So I got some wood and made one.
所以几年前他原本要在他要玩吉他的时候，发现他吉他真的不是很好、嗯、然后他又没有太多的钱去买一个新的，他说嗯是木头的可能应该不会太难做，那他就开始自己去碰这样子的东西。
他碰了多久发现还能做出他满意的一个吉他呢？
How long have you tried making a guitar until you like it?
Well, the first one was rubbish.
第一个是乱七八糟。
I made so many mistakes.
Yeah.
You couldn't play it. It was that bad. But by the time I got to the third one,、uh-huh. it actually sounded very good. And I'm now on guitar number 39.
他做了39个，从第三个开始才会比较好听一点。他现在做了第39个了。
所以他会唱，抬着吉他对着他老婆唱歌吗？
I do on occasion. Yes, sometimes when we go out. Yes, I do play and sing to her.
You're so romantic. 可是我发现他还有个另外一个兴趣，做吉他我们觉得很难了，可是他会做飞机啊，制造飞机。
And you make aircraft.
Yes, my profession is actually aircraft engineering. And when I stopped building aircraft for a job at one of the big aircraft companies and started working full-time with dogs,I still retain the desire to make aircraft.
他本身的专业就是制造飞机，那他之后就开始接触到犬类型啊、轻型为这个方向，然后但是他还是很想要、很喜欢做这个事情，做飞机这个事情。
So my full-time job used to be working with aircraft, and my hobby was working with dogs. Now my full-time job is working with dogs, and my hobby is making aircraft.
所以他的正职之前原本是造飞机，然后嗜好是狗狗训练，跟狗狗在一起。那现在就是相反了，正职是跟狗狗在一起，那嗜好就是坐飞机。
这两个有什么样的不同，或给他多大的乐趣呢？
Between the two, what's the
interest? Not really.You can do anything you want in life as long as you have a passion and an interest to do it.、Mm-hmm. So I've retained an interest in both.、Mm-hmm. And both Judy, my wife, and I have pilot's licenses.、Mm-hmm. So we get to fly in the aeroplanes that we've made.
他们他跟他老婆 Judy 都有飞行员的执照，所以他们、wow. 对他们可以自己坐自己的飞机，然后飞自己坐的飞机，应该这样讲，对。
所以他有一天也许可以抬，因为他的飞机比较小，没办法飞到这里来。
Smaller airplane, maybe.
我看他的照片，他是
Taiwan. The aircraft are fairly small, usually just two seats, not 300 seats.
通常都是两个人坐的小飞机，不是300人坐的小飞机。
对，我有看到。我们来谈一下这一次来台湾。嗯，那大概待一个礼拜。嗯，他为什么会答应这次来台湾呢？就是为什么会答应，就是宝贝狗协会这次的邀请。
Well, when I was invited to come over, I looked at the history of the country and I looked at the culture with dogs. Yeah. And there was an opportunity to come over and perhaps make a difference.To the world of dogs in the country. That's what motivated me to come.
他在他 在我们邀请之后，他有先去查一下我们台湾的一些历史啊，关于祖国的事情啊。那他觉得他也可以来这边看看，他对台湾很有兴趣。
嗯哼。There is something else, but it's not the most important. I actually get paid for doing this.
他说还有一件事情，但是不完全是因为这个，就是因为我有收费。
But the most important is the opportunity to make a difference.
他说当然最重要的是我有这个机会可以做一些改变，这样。
所以他，因为我看过他的相关资料，他去过古巴，又去过印度。他为什么会喜欢，为什么会想去古巴跟印度呢？一样的道理，就是他发现这两个国家或是台湾是缺乏这样的课程吗？或者是有其他的理由？
A similarity in terms of the culture and the dogs within the culture. There are a lot of similarities.
他说文化上狗狗的文化上面其实有些类似的。
And when I talk about the opportunity to make a difference, if you look at dogs in the UK and dogs in the USA, we've got a lot of things wrong. And Taiwan has the opportunity to get things right with dogs.
说像美国和英国其实他们曾做错过很多事情，但像台湾还有很多机会可以做对的事情。
We've got things so badly wrong that there is so many laws now that are brought out against dogs and their owners. We've also filled our countries with dog shelters to house dogs that people don't want instead of stopping the problem at the cause.
像美洲北美啊，或者是英国呢，他们做错就是他们限制太多，对狗这个东西的这个生物限制太多了。比如说他们可能没办法去很多地方，很多地方都狗狗是不能去的。然后建立了更多的收容所。
Building more shelters, especially really nice shelters, only encourages the public to discard their dogs to these wonderful places.
建立这么漂亮的收容所，反而是鼓励那些人可以把狗丢到那个，那么因为他们心里可能会觉得，哎，他们可以有一个很好的环境，对，那他就是，哎，那就丢到收容所去。
I believe the answer is to educate the next generation of dog owners, our children, in being responsible about the animals that they look after.
他觉得应该要从教育开始，从我们下一代，下一个会养狗的，下一代会开始养狗的人开始教育。
可是他刚刚提到了英美哦，我曾经在报章杂志看到英国有一些地区会限制，就是不准狗狗进公园。我不知道，我知道他好像曾经也对类似像这样的有提出看法，我不知道他怎么看这个问题，可不可以甚至跟大家聊聊。
Well, the only reason that happens is myself included, but all the dog trainers in the UK have got dog training wrong. We've been teaching the wrong things in class.
在英国呢，他自己也包括在内，他说一直以来他们都教错了，就是在行为学这一方面的犬训练这一方面他们都错了。
What we should have been teaching is responsible dog ownership, and things that made the dog better companions for their owners. But what we have a history of teaching, the same as in the USA, a competition, exercises with the dogs that are based in competitions.
他的意思是说他们一直是在教这些狗，就是他们的狗狗去做一些竞赛的事情，对，而不是教他们怎么跟你相处。对，那还有就是没有教饲主负责任，对，养狗的责任这样子。
For instance,We have dogs that are the eyes of people who are blind. We refer to them as guide dogs. We have dogs that assist people who are disabled. Those dogs don't cause any problems and they're admired by the general public. But we didn't use the standards of that training in our dog training classes.
像导盲犬啊，一些辅助犬啊，他们哪里都可以去，那大家也都很尊重他们这样子。那为什么我们的狗狗不能往那个方向去训练？
好，今天访问的是 John Rogerson 哦，然后宠物的世界非常有名的宠物训练师以及 Angela 是这次的翻译。稍待片刻之后，我们再继续来访。New 98猫狗逛大街，我是节目主持人林清盛。我第一次碰到一个来宾啊，对于我们的进场音乐会这么的嗨，然后会听着我们那个狗叫的声音会跟着这样摇头。今天访问是世界著名的狗狗的训练师John Rogerson， 然后他这次应就是台湾宝贝狗协会的邀请，然后来到台湾，趁此呢我就硬凹了，希望他能够拨一点时间来跟大家聊聊天。也许你没有参加这一次的协会所办的活动，不过我看了一下相关的资料，我说哇，他们这次办得非常的棒哦，很多人的参加，我觉得这些人都是及格的，首先都算是及格，因为他们关心他们所做的，他们愿意去认识或愿意去听他们所不知道的事情。那我先来讲一个，我先问一个问题啊，因为我们刚刚听到那个音乐是一个狗，我曾经在那个 YouTube 看过他学那个狗狗的那个影像，然后他会学狗狗警告飞声，我觉得他好厉害哟、哦，我不会学，他是那种，就是如果我要接近一个陌生人，要接近狗狗，狗狗靠近他，然后会发出那个很大声的怒吼
，the warning bark，
说，所以他会学各式各样的狗叫声吗
？Interpreting different barks. Dogs don't just bark, they communicate. So if I approach a dog, and it goes,
you scare me.
That's the idea. The dog is saying, I'm worried about you, please stand back and don't come any near it. And、yeah? do you know what? That's exactly what you just did.
这个这你要翻译，我应该你也吓到了吧？
我吓到，我现在有点聋子。他说狗狗就是故意要吓，就是要警告你走开。
对，这是可以帮助这些上课的人，也可以进入那个状况嘛。
他的意思说，狗其实就是不会乱叫，它一定叫，一定是有一种，一定有某一种原因的。嗯、对对，那像他刚刚这样就是要吓我，可能叫我不要翻译的话。
而且我跟大家说，现在 John 非常的得意，他吓到我们所有人了，因为这个录音室里头不是只有我们三个人。所以养狗。或者是教育狗，是不是要先听懂它的语言，或者它的叫声，或者它，很多人养狗就是不懂它到底所要表达是什么。
Yes, as I said, dogs don't just bark; they communicate,、mm-hmm. and so there's a whole range of barks that dogs will do to communicate. Sometimes with us, sometimes with one another.
嗯，他们是用吠叫去沟通，所以很有很多不同的吠叫声， mm-hmm. 所以你要慢慢的去了解这样子。Mm-hmm.他说这就是他们互相之间的沟通的方式。
嗯 So for instance, there's something called an attention-seeking bark. And this is where the dog keeps repeating the same type of bark, stops for a second or two, and then repeats it again. So it sounds something like, woof, 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 woof.
Yeah.
Woof, woof. Woof, 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 woof. Woof, woof. What it's trying to say is,I'm here by myself. I know there must be someone out there who can hear me.
Yeah.
So why don't you talk to me and let me know that I'm not alone? And he'll keep repeating that. And then the owner shouts, be quiet. And the dog says, I knew you were out there, thank you.
像他刚才叫的主要是想要引起主人的引起人的注意力的叫、yeah. 他会一直持续下去。他说他一直持续下去一定有人会说不要叫了、
yeah.
但他做到他就要有人理他了、这样子、他就会一直下就是一直叫下去、
我自己有一只狗然后他很喜欢因为他不太爱叫但他很喜欢发出一个声音可不可以请他翻译这个声音到底什么意思、他的大概声音大概是应该是
You know, I have no clue. No, just
我说你真的我不知道哎，开玩笑的。
just joking. It usually means, again, that the dog is looking for support and attention.
Yeah.
这种也是一种想引起注意力的方式。
如果碰到像这样的，或者是刚刚提到他刚刚那个呜呜呜的那个情况，做主人的应该要怎么做呢？
In other words, if the dog's doing it to gain your attention, if you either look at the dog while it's doing it,、
yeah.
touch the dog, or speak to it,、
yeah.
because it's got your attention, it will keep on doing it.
Uh-huh.
So the cure is, as soon as the dog does that, stand up and walk out the door, close the door, mm-hmm. wait for 2 minutes and come back in. Now when he does it, he'll quickly learn, instead of getting him something, he loses everything.
他说如果他叫，然后有主人就看他去摸他或跟他讲话，他就知道说，哎，这个方式有用。所以呢，你一定要就是，如果他做这个声音的话，你就离开，就是转头掉头就走，
mm-hmm.
大概两分钟的时间。Mm-hmm. 然后狗狗就会想说，嗯，为什么你走掉了？这样子， mm-hmm. 对，他说，哎，怎么什么都没有了？反正我这样叫，怎么什么都没有了？这样子，对。
But you also must remember.
Yeah.
When you're in the room and the dog is quiet, give him attention whilst he's quiet. So he learns that being quiet gets him your attention.
所以当他不叫的时候，你要记住回去就是碰碰他，跟他讲讲话，这样他就知道说他不叫的时候反而会有好处，你才会理他。
嗯哼，在台北，因为这是一个都市的环境哦，就很多的，不管是我们的听众或者是很多的饲主，第一个碰到的问题就是他会吠叫的问题。那这一套也可以放在这件事情上面吗？也就是说，他叫的时候，我们先去不要去理他，连制止他叫他 stop 或者什么那些都不能说吗
？Well, again, really depends on why the dog's barking. There's different cures for different types of bark.、
Mm-hmm.
If the dog's barking because it's anxious, worried, that would be a very different bark, and the procedure that we use to fix the problem is very different.、
Mm-hmm.
So if the dog barks because it's worried, because it's left by itself.、Mm-hmm.Sometimes by leaving a piece of clothing that belongs to you, leaving the radio on, give the dog a feeling that you're somewhere close by,
yeah.
and it won't bark.、
嗯、其实狗狗会叫还是有很多原因。那如果是像这种注意力的叫法的话，或还有一种是就是焦虑，就是你不在它可能会紧张。那你出门的时候，你不要让它看到你走了。你先把门关起来，然后就是你可能把你的衣服放在门的外面，它、uh-huh. 还闻得到你的味道、
uh-huh.
这样子，对，
好，
也有这种可能。
If the dog's barking when, for instance, it hears a sound like someone coming to the door,
yeah,
or the post coming through the door,、
mm-hmm.
it's the sound that triggers the bark. So if you tape record that sound、
mm-hmm.
and play it every 20 seconds for 3 days.、
Mm-hmm.
The dog will stop barking, because what will happen is the dog will hear the sound and say, "I can hear someone near the door." Whoa, 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 whoa!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there isn't anyone near the door. I must have been mistaken. Oh, there's someone. Whoa, whoa, whoa! And you should find within 24 hours the barking will stop.
Yeah.
I didn't say this really, but I'm told.It's like living with a nagging wife, and eventually you don't hear them anymore.
好，那意思是说，像有人要进来，或者是听到邮差的声音，有些狗狗会叫。
Yeah.
那你就把那个声音，他们是听到那个声音，它才会叫。
嗯、
所以你就把那个邮差的声音，或是有人要敲门或进来的声音、嗯、录下来，
嗯、
然后每20秒播一次，每20秒播一次、
嗯，
大概就是一直播，
嗯、
然后他就会发现，哎。他听到那个声音，他去看有，哎，可是没有人呐、啊。
嗯。
然后一直在20秒过后又，哎，汪汪汪，然后又没有人呐、啊
嗯。
久了久了，大概24小时之后，他就对那个声音就没有兴趣了、
嗯。
对，然后他的意思是说，就好像有人说，你有一个很会抱怨的老婆，久了你就习惯了。
There is another way.
Okay,
no, I said.
He doesn't personal.
Okay.
There is another fairly modern way. If your dog is barking because it hears certain sounds,、
mm-hmm.
Judy and I both fly aeroplanes.、
Uh-huh.
And when we fly, because of the noise of the engine, we、
yeah.
have to listen to people on the radio.
Yeah.
So we wear these things on our ears, very similar to what you're wearing.
Yeah.
And we sometimes take one of our dogs up flying.
Ah.
And you can buy these for dogs. So if your dog is barking because of certain sounds, you can actually put these things on their ears and play music.
It's cool.
Absolutely cool for dogs. There are available.
他说像 Judy 跟那个John 跟他老婆 Judy 有时候也会去飞，也会带他的狗去，然后他的狗也会带一个耳机，就像你现在戴的耳机一样。
Mm.
他说我们也可以买一个耳机给狗狗带，让他听音乐啊，这样。
You're joking.
No, they are. The product is called Mud、yeah? Muffs.
有一个这个东西叫做 Mud Muffs. 对。
Make sure you put music on that the dog likes, otherwise it will bark even more.
你要放他喜欢听的音乐，要不然他越叫越严重。
Don't put music on that can sing along with.
不要放他喜欢听的，他会一起唱。
但我不知道他喜欢什么，I don't know. 我不知道他会喜欢什么样的音乐啊，这是个重点啊，没有啦，这是开玩笑。
Like, I wouldn't know what he likes. Joking.
You have to ask him.
你要问他。
Whoa, 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 whoa.
My dog's favorite composer when he listens to music is Bach.
他说他狗狗最喜欢听 Bark 做的曲，就是叫做的曲。
好，今天访问的是 John Rodenson、哦、他是最世界著名的狗狗的训练师，他飞到各国，他喜欢飞行，然后也飞到了印度，也飞到了古巴，甚至于帮美国国防部做一些训练，包括龙盲人士都有做一些狗狗的训练。稍微片刻之后我们再访问 Angela 一句，为狗协会特别来邀请了他们，因为最近办了一个免费的公益讲座，就是狗狗心事犬类行为语言，他们特别邀访了这个世界上宠物犬训练师以及行为专家的领导者，就是 John Rogerson、哦、来到我们的节目，然后跟大家来聊聊天，正式聊天、哦、我们还要问他一些比较难的问题，但觉得今天发现啊你的方对，然后今天特别来访问他，今天翻译的是 Angela。我要问一个问题是，因为英美对于国外对于纯种狗很在乎，因为他们还有一些狗狗的比赛啊，可是他似乎对纯种狗跟杂种狗，我不知道他怎么看这个问题。
The problem is when we do that, when we're selecting based on how the dog looks,、mm-hmm. we sometimes lose.Some of the dog's temperament or character.
我们常常因为去选狗狗都是它的外观、yeah. 但是我们不会去选择它的特性或者它先天的本能、mm-hmm. 对之类。
For instance, there was a breed of、Dutch dog and they were used for hunting ducks、mm-hmm. but when that became obsolete and the dogs were no longer used for that、mm-hmm. people got together and said well let's have a beauty competition for the dogs
荷兰犬本来是抓鸭子的追鸭子的、uh-huh. 但是现在没有人在乎它到底是在干嘛的反而把它拿去做比赛就是带到比赛的场所去、uh-huh.
but when they have these competitions they have to come up withExactly how the dog should look to be perfect.
他说这些竞赛呢，他有一定的规则，说这些狗要怎么样才算是完美的。Mm-hmm. 对。
So with this particular Dutch breed of dog, they decided that it had to have a perfect band of color around the bottom、yeah. of its tail. 嗯、
mm-hmm.。他说在德国，荷兰犬上面，它的尾巴必须要很圆，这样子。嗯、mm-hmm.
So the breeders.Place so much importance on getting the color of the tail right,
yeah.
they completely lost the dog's ability to do the work.
他说人呢，就一直注重在他的尾巴的颜色，都忘记他的本能是什么。
The problem about buying a purebred dog that has a known ancestry is a lot of people think, if I know its father, its mother, its grandparents, its great-great-grandparents,、mm-hmm. the longer I can go back, the better the dog that it is.
他说你知道越多他的背景比如说他的爸爸他妈妈或他的祖先是什么、mm. 会更好、mm.
Which doesn't really make any sense because if you've researched your family history、mm. and you can name all of your ancestors does that make you a better person than me who can't、
mm. 但是你想想看你如果你知道你爸爸妈妈是谁然后你祖先是谁你就一定会变更好吗、
mm. andThere are many people in prison because they're criminals that probably could trace their ancestry back, but it doesn't make them a better person.
他说像犯人，他也知道他的祖先是谁，但是并不代表他是。
我曾经访问过一个台湾的一个海关单位哦，他就说他非常自傲于他们所拣选出来的叫做优良血统。我那时候真的不知道怎么去反驳他。我可不可以
狗狗吗
对狗狗的因为他们是检疫犬、嗯、然后我不知道他怎么看优良血统刚刚他也谈到了一点点他赞成优良血统这种字眼吗
Yeah, some breeds have been developed specifically to do a job of work.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you, I'm a consultant for customs in England
mm-hmm.
and in other countries. So I wonder where they get their best dogs from. I'll tell you in a moment.
他说他也会想说，那你的优良犬是哪里来的？
All of those amazing dogs that sniff out drugs and work in the service of men.
Yeah.
They all come from animal shelters.
他说 from England, England?
Yes.
在英国呢，缉毒犬呢，全部都是收容所来的。
These were dogs that the original owner...They thought they were useless and worthless, so they gave them to the shelter.
Uh-huh.
他说这些狗都是原本的饲主觉得他们很没有用，然后弃养的。
Uh-huh.
And then the police and the customs, and that's where they get the dogs from.
Yeah.
They train them, and they're fantastic dogs.
他说警察就是海关，他们就训练他们，但是他们很好，非常的好。
Mm.
The difference between a dog discarded in a shelter and some of the best dogs in the world that work in the service of men is one word, training.
他说不管是收容所的狗狗，被弃养的狗狗，或者是优良犬种的狗狗，只有一个字就是训练。
Mm-hmm.
The best dog you could ever own is probably the one you already have.
你现在有的狗狗搞不好就是最好的狗狗。
If you're having problems, there's one word lacking, it's called education. You've only got to train the dog and it can be the most fantastic dog you've ever owned.
如果你有一些问题，其实最简单就是教育，就只需要教育。
但他觉得要教育的是那个训练员吗？或者是那个饲主吗？还是那个狗？
Who needs to be educated? The owner or the dog?
It's the owner.
是饲主。
但饲主 owner 他们不知道他们有这样的权利，或者是他们不知道真的得要上课。我们来谈谈训练这个事好了。他觉得训练最重要的第一步要做什么？
The most important part.Is that you have a good relationship with your dog, that the dog loves you.
最重要就是你的狗很要你跟狗狗的关系要非常的好，你的狗很爱你。
嗯哼。
Without that relationship, training is never possible.
他说如果你们没有这么良好的关系的话，训练也很难。
So imagine a dog that's working in the minefields of Iraq.
嗯哼。
你想想在伊拉克那些侦测地雷的狗狗。
Remember, most of these dogs come from shelters that have been discarded.
他们也是被弃养从收容所来的。
So the dog's working in a minefield. If the dog makes one mistake, it will lose its life, and at best, you'll lose your legs.
他说，像这种狗狗，如果它做一次错误的话，它就死了。它的主人也可能会受伤，少了一条腿。
Remember.The closeness of the relationship between the dog and the owner, or the dog and the handler.
他说最好，狗跟人应该是要有最好的一个连接，这样子，对。
Where the handler is so appreciative that the dog every day protects his life.
带他的人如果很感谢他，就是每天都救他的命的话。
And the dog is so appreciative that his handler is his best friend.
他说他狗狗也很感谢他，也会很感谢他的主人，他是他最好的朋友。
Without that relationship, it's almost impossible to train a dog.
如果没有这个感情的话，很难训练。
You have to be the best friend that the dog could ever ask for.
你要是狗狗最好的朋友。
好，他自己周游列国这么多国，他们碰到很困难的案子，很困难、很难教导的狗，或者是让他很生气的饲主。
I've met a lot of very difficult owners.
他说他碰过很多很复杂、很难搞的饲主。
Training dogs is usually fairly easy. They're very simple animals to understand. Training people is infinitely more difficult.
他说训练狗其实是非常简单，因为狗狗是一个很简单的动物，但是人呢是好几倍、好几倍的难。
A dog never has any reason to tell you lies or deceive you.
他说他不会骗，狗狗不会骗你，对。
我们来谈一下他这次来台湾哦，因为我们其实提早访问他，待在台湾这几天有没有开始观察狗狗，或者是他们观察台湾的狗狗有哪一些特色？
We've only been here for a couple of days, and most of that time has been taken up talking and discussing various things. But some of the dogs that I've seen, it's very similar to seeing some of the dogs in the USA. So it's obvious a lot of the influences in dogs have come from the USA. That's really obvious to see. And unfortunately, it's becoming a trend in the USA where dogs don't really play with their owners very much. Mm-hmm. They play by themselves, or they sometimes play with other dogs. And that's probably the strongest trend that I've seen in Taiwan.
他说他其实才来几天而已，还没有办法很，还没有机会看到很多，因为他都一直在讲话，在讲话。然后，他发现有一个，我们好像随着美国的脚步，还发现说，狗狗不太跟人，不太跟人玩了。不是跟自己玩呢，就是跟别的狗玩，都不太跟主人玩了。对，他说现在美国也是。美国也是这样一直走向这个倾向。
Why?
The trend here seems to be to do a lot of dog training using food as an inducement.
Yeah. 在台湾训练狗狗大部分好像都是利用食物。
Remember, the dog that works in the minefields of Iraq, that's never been trained using food.
他说你想想看在侦测地雷的狗狗它从来不是用食物去训练它的。
Because it wouldn't be very effective at working if it had just been fed and it wasn't very hungry.
他说如果他不饿的话他就没办法训练他了。
So a lot of those dogs rely much more on a relationship and the owner being the best friend because they play a lot with them using toys. Toys are the best way to develop a relationship with your dog. Finding a game that the dog enjoys playing with a toy that it also wants to share with you.
训练用玩具去训练可以让你跟你的狗狗建立更好的感情。
It's almost the same as educating young children. We tend not to send them to school on the first day and have the teachers teach them by offering them food treats all day.
就像小孩子一样，我们去他去第一天去上课的时候，你不会叫老师一直给他吃的。
You should never confuse love with hunger.
他说不要把肚子饿跟爱搞混了。
But 我最后一个问题，因为这个问题来了，就我曾经看过他的训练的课程的说明，或者是他曾经提到一件事情，是狗狗如何跟陌生人或是你的亲朋好友见面。他是建议就是狗狗跟陌生人玩游戏玩玩具，可是你必须不要在那个房子里面，可不可以请他来谈这件事情，就是说可能狗狗对于陌生人或者对他的亲朋好友会有一些敌意的情况之下，或者是希望狗狗能够多接近其他人，他建议大家用玩具玩玩具，可是你不要在场。
Well, to introduce your dog to strangersFirst of all, the dog doesn't have any concept of what a stranger is. To a dog, we're all human beings. But if you look at the way that you greet your close friends, so for instance, if Judy's been out the house and comes in and I've got a young dog with me, I give her a hug and a kiss. But now look at how I greet people that I'm not that familiar with. I shake them by the hand. And the dogs pick up on that. If you want your dog to be friendly with everyone, treat everyone as though they're your best friend, and the dog will follow suit.
Yeah, thank you.
那年轻的狗狗会随着你的行为而去学习。像如果他看到他老婆 Judy， 他就是抱他啊，干嘛？他就可以知道说他跟他是很好的。那如果你跟他跟一个不认识的人，只是可能握个手而已，他就知道哎，你们是有距离的。那如果他可以，你这个人，你的主人可以对他每一个朋友都是好像好朋友一样的话，那狗狗就不会困惑了。
So next time you get a puppy, hug and kiss everyone, and your puppy will do the same.
他说下次如果你养了一只幼犬的话，你就可以亲每一个人，你的狗狗就会亲每一个人。
好，今天非常谢谢就是 John Rogerson 啊，今天播控来接受我们的访问，也谢谢宝贝狗协会提供我们这次的访问，非常谢谢 John, thank you and Angela, thank you.
It's
my pleasure.
Bye bye.